Random House Audio presents The Wolf of Wall Street by Jordan Belfort. Read for you by Eric Myers. Author's note. This book is a work of memoir. It is a true story based on my best recollections of various events in my life. Where indicated, the names and identifying characteristics of certain people mentioned in the book have been changed in order to protect their privacy. In some instances, I rearranged and/or compressed events and time periods in service of the narrative, and I recreated dialogue to match my best recollection of those exchanges. Prologue. A Babe in the Woods. May 1st, 1987.
"You're lower than pond scum," said my new boss, leading me through the boardroom of L.F. Rothschild for the first time. "You got a problem with that, Jordan?"
"No," I replied. "No problem."
"Good,"
snapped my boss, and he kept right on walking. We were walking through a maze of brown mahogany desks and black telephone wire on the 23rd floor of a glass and aluminum tower that rose up 41 stories above Manhattan's fabled Fifth Avenue. The boardroom was a vast space, perhaps 50 by 70 feet. It was an oppressive space, loaded with desks, telephones, computer monitors, and some very obnoxious yuppies, 70 of them in all. They had their suit jackets off, and at this hour of the morning, 9:20 a.m., they were leaning back in their seats, reading their Wall Street journals, and congratulating themselves on being young masters of the universe. Being a master of the universe. It seemed like...